Okay, so the topic for today is Ilusa Devedina. The Gemara, as we know, Mavasra, Amar Aleph, and Aleph, discusses this concept, Zomer Shalavosai, Zomer Shalavosai, Haisi Sadi Devasai, Va'achlesh Nechazak, Va'ai Haisi Sadi Devachlesh Nechazak, Amar Nachman, Uke Achila, Va'ali Achila, Uke Ara Vecheskas Avasan, Avasa. So you have this contradiction with the Edim, Achila and Achila, the Edim say, but one has Edim who say that it was his forefathers. So that wins the case, even though there's a contradiction. So how can you trust this? There's an internal contradiction. The Gemara then continues and says, Hadar Aisi Sadi Da Masai, the story changed. The fellow who only had Edim, who proved that he ate, Shnei Chazaka, he was able to produce Edim that they also belonged to his forefathers. Now we have a total contradiction. Each of the two Kitos are saying the same thing. So apparently we made a mistake. So we can recall the Psak. We're not Choshesh for Zilusa Devedina. And the Gemara continues, the next page, the Gemara suggests maybe this is a Machlokas Amura Atanayim. Rabbi Eliezer, Lazar Savar Kevin Dachsine Lo Askinan, Cheshin Lo Zuzulidina, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Anam Achskinan, Lo Zuzulidina Lo Cheshin, maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Dayan Tanayim, like Rabbi Nachman, that you're not Choshesh, and Rabbi Lazar is Choshesh. Then Maskat Ravashi, Yachi, Mai Ir Yechad, Afil Treinami, El Ravashi, Kuli Amal Lo Cheshin, Lo Zuzulidina, so we have a Machlokas here, Bein Amuraim, and maybe Bein HaTanayim, if we're Choshesh, Lo Zilusa Devei Dina. So I want to analyze, firstly, what does this just mean, Beidina? What is the Beidina? Zilusa de Beidina. So the Pasha says Beidina means Bezdin. The Zilusa of the Bezdin. And we do have a concept, a parallel concept, of Imkein Ma Koach Bezdin Yafet. The Gemara has a number of places, which said Nafiomi not so long ago, that if Bezdin says something, so, for example, bitlo mevoto, so baal's vatel get. Rabbi says that it's in the shlichus didn't go through yet; it hasn't been received. So the bitl works. Which is a pretty strong statement. Question: how it works? You know, from midrash, the bitl works. But okay, you know, whatever. The ma'isa makoch bezin yafe. So if we want to make sure that bezin has koach yafe, we want to protect the power and the sovereignty of Beis Din. So we're going to say that the husband can't tinker with this get, imkein makoch Beis Din yafe. And likewise, it could be that we're concerned for zilusa devedina, because if we allow for zilusa devedina, we're going to undercut the authority of Beis Din. But I want to highlight that it's not the only way to understand this din. Is it a din of Beis Din? What is the Beis Din? What's the Bezdin consist of? Dayanim. So maybe it's a function of Kavod HaDayanim. We know the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin of Chesed Aleph, based on a pasuk, "Kesiv Atzave Eschem Be'Esahi." Amar Belazar, Elazar, Amar Salmai, Ashar L'Tibur She'Emas Dayin Aleihem. There's it's a Chora Din Dereisa She'Emas Dayin Aleihem, and we know there's a lav of the Kilulas Dayin. There's a certain amount of respect that the Tzibur has to have for the Dayin. And I wonder, is it possible Zilusa Devedina, maybe it's not a function of the Beis Din as a Beis Din, maybe it's a function of the Dayanim, it's part of this broader need to respect the Dayanim. If we're mezalzel in the Dayanim, maybe we'll come to Kilas Dayan, or it'll be a bittul of this Emas Dayan, potentially. Alternatively, Beis Din might be a function of Kavod HaTorah. The Beis Din represents the Torah. They're supposed to apply the Torah. And the concept of Kavod HaTorah is a concept mentioned in Mishnayos, in Chazal, and Gemaras, in a number of places. So, for example, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva Batla Kavod HaTorah. This, of course, isn't the halachic statement. It's a question of, how you learn. You step Shemesh from Leo, Gamliel Zakin Batla Kavod HaTorah. You learn standing and sitting. What does Kavod HaTorah mean? The Mishnah in Avos, Rabbi Yosef Omer called Mechabed Es HaTorah, Gufa Mechubed Yemenu, in Kalal Rabati. Mechabed is the Torah, Shemar Kabed Hashem Yehoncha. Es the Rabba is the Torah. You have to Mechabed Es Hashem. Es is the Riboy, Kavod HaTorah. So we have over here potential understanding of the pashtus, of course, is that we're concerned about the Bezdin Atzmo, the Bezdin, the institution of Bezdin, or is it Dayanim, who sit on the Bezdin, and a number of mitzvos connected to Kavod Dayanim? Is it possibly Kavod HaTorah? There are very subtle differences. You have to think, not me, I just thought it was worth highlighting. The Gemara in Shavuos, speaking about having the aid stand or sit, usually the aid is supposed to stand. So the Gemara says, if it's Talmud Chacham, you let him sit. What do you mean, says the Gemara? Divrei HaKol Amida, you have to stand. I'm really high essay, high essay, essay to Kavod Torah Adif. Giving Kavod to the Talmud Chacham, or it's Kavod HaTorah, which touches on what I spoke about the other week in terms of honoring Talmud Chacham. Is it, are you honoring the Torah, or are you honoring the Gavra? It sounds like, by honoring the Talmud Chacham, you're honoring the Torah. In any case, we have over here a third understanding. It's not Din Bezdin, which is the Pashtus, maybe it's Din Dayanim, maybe it's Din Kavod HaTorah. Of course, when we speak about the Torah, who gave us the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it might be that Kavod Bezdin is really Kavod Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the famous Ramban, V'higishu Adonav El HaElohim, the Pasuk says that the Eved Ivri is brought by his owner to Bezdin, and they do the process of Ritzia if he wants to stay in Eved until Yovel. So the Gemara says, the Raman, quoting Chazal, say, Lebezdin. Sarek Shi'im Lachem Mochro Shemachru Lo, it's Mechilta. Amar Velazar, Ki Nikru Hashoftim, Amar Rabbi Avram, I think he quotes the Venezra. Ki Nikru Hashoftim Elohim, Bavur Shehem, Mekaimim Yishbet Elohim Ba'aret. Why is Bezdin called Elohim? Because they are Mekayim, they uphold the law of Hashem in this world. So the Raman says, it's not that the Bezdin is upholding the Dvar Hashem in this world, or applying Dvar Hashem in this world, but Hashem is there. Hashem is with the Bezdin. Very beautiful idea. That there's a certain amount of Siyat Dishmaya, an extra amount of Siyat Dishmaya in the Bezdin. Zesh Amar Asher Yashinu Elohim, V'chein Moshe, Amar Moshe, Ki HaMishpat Elohim Hu, Kacham Yehoshafat, Ki Lo, La Adam, Tishpetu, Ki La Hashem, Yimachem, Yitvar Mishpat, V'chein Amar HaKasuf, Elohim Nisav Adas El, V'kerev Elohim Yishpat, Tolar V'kerev Adas Elohim Yishpat, Ki Elohim Hu HaShofet, Hashem is the Shofet. So, usually read the Pasuk, it's Lashon Chol, right? It's Lashon Chol. Or is it? Yishar Danav El Elohim. You're coming to the Bezdin, Lashon Chol. Maybe the Bezdin represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, if Zilusa, is it a Zilusa of the Bezdin? Is Zilusa of the Deanim? Is it Zilusa of the Kavod HaTorah? Or maybe it's Zilusa of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It touches on Chilul Hashem. It touches on potentially being misayeh, people do avodah zarah. If a person doesn't have kavod from Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then maybe the concern is that people won't keep mitzvos in the future, along the lines of lifnei iver, of chshar and lifnei iver, according to some. In any case, not lifnei iver, maris ayin rather. Some understand maris ayin isn't a function of the maris ayin per se; it's a concern of the Totsah. So potentially, Zilus Udina might be a concern because we're worried about some future infraction that will be caused if people don't appreciate the Bezdin or the Dayanim or Kavod HaTorah or Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's just a side point. What I want to analyze is the nature of this Cheshash. So here, Rav Lichtenstein in his Shiurim raises the following hakira. He wonders, is Zilus Udina a question of image, a question of PR, which I think is a pashtus, doesn't look good, or is it a function of the Psak Bezdin having teeth? The Psak Bezdin has a certain clout, and it's the Zilus Udina to change that Psak, not just a question of PR. So this is a machlokas. Rishonim seems to be the Rashbam says in our daf Shem Yiglaglugu Habrios Alpezdin Shasosum Dineyam Vidami Lechucha Vitlulu. People are going to think that Bezdin doesn't know what they're doing, they're contradicting themselves, and it's kind of like a joke. So it's clear from the Rashbam, and I think this is obviously the more Pashut Tzad, that Zilus Medina is a din in image. Tmiz. In the question of image of the Bezdin. Alternatively, like I suggested, maybe it's not a din in the image, but it's a din in Koach Bezdin. If Bezdin says something, changing Apsak would be somehow a pigia in the Koach of Bezdin. Now, in terms of the first side, there are many rayos for it. I think it's, like I said, the obvious side. For example, the Gemara in Sota, Chaf Hei Yod Aleph, says that Bezdin can be mekane for a person who is not around. The husband is in jail. Husband is nischarish, nishtata. So the Bezdin can do kinoi. If they see his wife is acting inappropriately, they can say, don't go into the room with that with your neighbor. The Gemara says, can the husband then come and change his mind? Would it really make sense that Bezdin would, when his child can be mochel akino? So if you can be mochel akino, it wouldn't make sense if Bezdin would do something, and the next minute the husband's going to say, by the way, it's not true. Rashi says over there, because he loses the vidin. Here it's nothing to do with psak. It's not a question of having you have to uphold the psak, because if you change the psak, it somehow the psak has teeth, and you can't undo a psak that was given. Almost like Hashverosh, right? How can I change what I said? I can't change. It was nechtam v'ktabas ha-melech. You can't in lashiv. It's nothing to do with that. Here it's a question, just of image. And likewise, Rav Avinel in Dvarim Yutes discusses the unique halacha, a strange halacha of harbu neheragim, ein neheragim, that is, Eidim Zolomim are successful in their plot to kill a nidon, and then they're found out to be Zolomim. So, surprisingly, we don't kill them. They're only chayav mitzah, kasher zomam, v'lo kasher asa. There's no actual drush like that, but Rashi quotes it, unclear where it comes from. Kasher zomam, v'lo kasher asa. Hargvay nera. So, it seems quite odd. So, the Ramban, actually, Lishitaso, explains that Mistoma, if Bezdin killed him, Mistoma, there was a reason for it. The Eidim were zomam? No, but he brought chayav mitzah, a different reason. For a different reason, like the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of carrying out the din, that if a person kills Bishogeg, he'll climb up a ladder, and he'll fall down. So it could be that this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of ensuring that this fellow would be killed. He arranged that the Ein Zomim would come. It is impossible, says the Ramban, that Bezdin would make a mistake. So therefore, Har Goyin Aragin, if it happened, must be, it was for the best, of course, that Ramban is very challenging given the Satsarius, meaning Bezdin does make a mistake occasionally, and Sukkot and Mishnayos deal with this, so it's hard to understand exactly what Ramban is saying. You have to mechalik between different types of mistakes. But either way, the Ramban now first cites the Ramban, and then, I'm not sure by name, but he says that he gives that pshat, and then he says the second pshat. There's a second reason why Har Goyin Aragim. It's embarrassing. Everybody should know that Bezdin killed this person, Shalakadin. The Eidim Rizomim had the Nidon was killed, Shalakadin. They won't have Koach. Right, he speaks about b'ktai b'zayim b'chatzef, and he says, and there's a totzah, people won't listen to them. V'yifarku ol moram yaleh, v'yavum yizeh nezeh gadol el kolos ha-torah b'mitzvah, people will leave the faith, v'chule. So the Ravanel says that the reason hargo ein aragin is because of zilus tevedin. He doesn't use that term, but that's what he's saying. It seems purely a question of image, of PR. Likewise, it's interesting, we actually pass in Lochashim Zilus Vedina, and yet there are a number of halachas that seem to be put in place to avoid Zilus Vedina. So even though we're not Choshesh Zilus Vedina, we don't want to have it. It makes a lot of sense. And even though if we made a mistake, we'll go back. But we want to, L'chatchila, avoid having it. So for example, there are paskins that if Bezdin was Ma'abr L'Chodesh, because no Eidim came, so they made the Chodesh the extra day, And then a week later, Adam come. So now, theoretically, they could, Lumafreya, make it Rosh Chodesh, a day earlier, but it looks very bad. So the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, Everybody knows the Chodesh is Mu'uber. Now business has to change the date, change the, it's not really Vav Sivan, it's really now Hey Sivan. It's going to look very strange. Says the Lacha Mishnah, so they try to trip up the Edim so the Edis won't be accepted. Says the Lacha Mishnah, V'nira Lomar, or Nirali Taimo, the Ibur Chodesh came in the Asu Su'uda V'Ibur because of Rabbeinu, they were farce in it. They didn't have WhatsApp, so they made a suit, and that was a way of being farsin the Rosh Chodesh. There's elusive to Vedina to be so what they did. It came to, it's all a question of image. It's not a question that there's clout and there's teeth in what they said, and therefore we can't be changed, but it's just a question of image. Ramanel says, we're not going to kill the Nidon because of an image, which is, you know, really an amazing thing. But Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that he didn't bring most of these rights. He just quoted, I think, the Rashbam. But he contrasts the Rashbam to a line in the Ravan in the beginning and 10th parak of Yevamos, where the Ravan uses the formulation of Zilusi Vidina and then speaks about Ma Koach Beis and Yavam. So Rav Lichtenstein argued that you see that it's really the same concept. That on one hand, we want to ensure that what Bezin says sticks, Makok Bezin Yafet. And Zilusa is not just a question of PR, but it's a question of halachically, what Bezin says has to stick. In Emela, the Koch Bezin mandates that we don't change the psak. Not because we're concerned of bad PR, but because what Bezin says is what Bezin says. Rebenish pointed out to me that the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch has a line like that too. He quotes Yerushalmi, "Efshar haya litchok l'farish in zilus v'edina." Efshar haya litchok l'farish. He's not so convinced about this, but he says it could be that the inyan of zilus v'edina should be gemara al derech Yerushalmi. The kavana shim lo nase mizeh hachazaka shekziku besin sadav yada al pi edus brura the din gomer. If you don't make this into din gomer, they had edus. They said something. If you don't make it into din gomer, if we're willing to change it. It would be a zilus to Bezdin. They said something with Vade. Now we're going to question it. That would be considered zilus to Vedina, maybe along the lines of the Ravan, that it's a question of the power of Bezdin, Koach Bezdin, not a question of the image of Bezdin. Now, Lichtenstein quotes one nafkamina to this question. I want to quote that and then quote a number of other potential nafkaminas to this question. Questions, comments? The Rishonim debate, what would the halacha be if a Bezdin made a psak, but didn't act on it? They didn't act on it. So, for example, the Rashba in Rav Basra, the Lamar Alpha Beis, says, Vikal neighbor, the cold man, shalom nises, mamish, leka zilusa dvedina, klal. Fala osu maisa, okshe nises, osu maisa, vika zilusa. If Bezdin says a woman can get married, they spy it. And then they have more information, and they say she can't get married. So the Rashba assumes that wouldn't be Zilus Davidina because the woman didn't get married yet. She just got a heter to get married. Having a heter to get married wouldn't be Zilus Davidina. That's the claim of the Rashba. But the Ravan argues, and the Ravan writes, Umeshari Rav Ashmina Kintanakama de Rameh Rayosi, the Hashin Tfeil Zilus Davidina. So it's including the Ravan that even if she wouldn't get remarried, she didn't get married yet, but the fact that she had a heter to get married would already generate problems Lusa Divina to change the psak. So the first nafkamina question of heter Shalah Heat Mam Shop. They didn't actualize that. They didn't act on it yet. It was just given. Would that be a problem to the Divina? So here we have a debate in the Rishonim. And Wilkinson argued that if it's a question of Koch Bestin, so they didn't actually, nothing happened yet. It's not, I don't think Mukrach, but he wants to say, if I remember correctly, that if it's in Koch Bestin, so you'd say Ein Zilusa. What he says? But in terms of image, no, I think Frakert. I think he said Frakert. I think he says that if it's a question of Koch Bezdin, so he gave the hat there, so they can't change what they said. Whereas a question of image, so until she got married, it's not going to be such a bad image. Again, it was before media. Today, the name Bezdin says Mutter, and Tisha Moim will be an article on the front page of the paper. But it's hard to know with image. It's really a function of the society. Sometimes, how much Lashon Hara is there. But I think, very correctly, that's what I was questioning. I mixed it up because I was questioning it. In our day and age, maybe there would be Zilusa to change of Sakh. There's a famous case of Get and Svat, where they allowed her to get married, and then they changed, well, pressure, they changed their Sakh. She didn't get married, and yet they were very upset. So I think that maybe today there would be Zilusa, but what Lukasin writes in the Shurim there, if I remember correctly, is then you didn't. Koch Bezdin, they gave Psak, once they gave Psak, it can't be changed. Whereas if it's a question of Tadmid, of image, so then maybe if it wasn't acted upon, there were no they ain't damage to the image.
Although you
know,
Alex Nadal's writings also
The what?
There's a difference between when someone acts on the Bezdin Psak versus when.
In terms of the club they have, they said it's Mutter, and then they changed it. It wasn't acted on.
Because like that's the question. It's like this is not like a deuteronomous case where when they're saying Tony Zaka Tony Chai that Psak Din, like that in itself in a way creates a Misa, the Psak Din there. Here.
Well, so you say Chai Ata or meaning.
That's the question. No, at what point like the different types of mardins? But I'm saying at that point, even before the guy has actually like physically handed over the money, it doesn't matter. There's a chiyuv mama.
Right.
It's like that's going to stop.
Yeah, say this woman is a pluyuv. She thinks she's a pluyuv. That's like a whole shame in her kava, no?
But not really, because like it's a hetter linasa.
Hetter linasa doesn't mean maybe here. It's not really a okay. Another nafmina is the question of the scope of this halacha. What does this mean? You can't go back. If you made a mistake, you can't go back. The Ritva writes by us, and also in Ksubis, Uman dechayish lahachi eno elo fisha stira hi mina sofek v'kulash maitin v'alvadai kuli amal lachashina. It's pashut, says the Ritva, that we're not going to kosher to the Medina if you made a mistake. If you made a mistake, you have to fess up and you have to fix the mistake. It's only when there's now a new information and we're not really sure. So if we're not really sure, we're not going to change the psak, we're not really sure. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis, I thought of this with Svara, and then he says he found the Ritva, he was happy to see. Miu be'ikra perusha desigus v'edina v'shmaitin v'perek cheskas zeli kamashonim she anisi v'amarti v'pnei kama gedolim shalulei she'eni kedai lifarish neged mashmoz rashi v'tosus ayanira li lifarish v'pshitus v'lashayach klau zivus v'edina afilu me'ya pa'amim, they can change their psak 100 times v'ein l'dayi al mashayin avros ela d'hainu sh'adavar barush anasa v'tos kamar, if you're sure you made a mistake, you have to go back again and again v'she'en ken hacha v'per cheskas d'iakati ika trey v'trey. Even after you change your psak, it's still unresolved. There's still a contradiction between the Eidim. Lim gain a davar sofek. In kain shapir habi zilus avedina sheyachsem udivrei mi sofek. They won't go back if it's mi sofek. V'islan lemeimar shapir misveka lo hadrina uvda. It's better to say if you're misupek, so just leave it. Kafe nira ve'enai lebarer v'kam gedolim hodu levar. Es hazos zachinu lechidush ha'ra'av ha'itvav ra'isiv shepirshu kain lehedya v'shmaitin. So the Pnei Yeshua was happy that he found the Ritva, they published the Ritva, he was able to see that the Ritva says this as well. The way Pnei Yeshua says it, the way he presents it, is that this is not the Pashas. I would have thought this is the Pashas. But he seems like the Summa Luz Divina, maybe Rashi and Tosfos argue, I'm not really sure. So if this really is in fact a debate, I'm not sure, but if it's in fact a debate, that if you made a Taos Gemura, Taos Gemura, so the Ritva say, the Taos Gemura, there's nothing to talk about. So obviously it's a question of image, but Taos Gemura, so of course, Ein Zilusa. Because it's Taos Gemura, you have to, if I can't remember, Lichtenstein actually, he doesn't, uses the Nafkamina, but he mentions this day of the Ritva, and he interestingly says, what do you mean it's a Lusa? It's a Malusa. The Nithi made a mistake, because again, it probably depends where you're coming from, where you're, it could be a societal thing. Yeah, I'm not sure. Wilkinson's integrity was, intellectual honesty, it was amazing. In any case, it's a question of image. I think it's obviously, you're not going to say if it's Taos Gemura that we're going to go after the image. Whereas if it's Korach Beis Din, you might say even if it's a question of even if it's a question of Taos Gemura, if it's a psak, maybe for in order for the Marechet to work the way the Rabbi Nel says, they made a terrible mistake. Somebody was killed, and we're still not going to go back because if we go back, it's going to destroy the religion. So okay, sometimes things happen. And you move on, because if you fix them, sometimes the damage is so great that it doesn't justify the fixing this case. I wouldn't send me smart, but the Rebbe says it. So even with Taos Gemura, it's a yes to lose. Another question in terms of the scope, there is a Rashi in Ksubis, Chaf Vav and Beis, who speaks about Shtei Pa'amim. Haridu Shtei Pa'amim, Ba'akshav Yalu, V'yimatlu Tiveim, Hayin V'lozer, Me'akash Haridu, Apish... Or in a malin al pi edekad, zeni af al pi shisharfo imachir. So the Rashi speaks about the fact that horidu shnei pa'amim. The best and flip flop twice. So Tosu says, if you told a man the chayish of Zilusa, the Vedina, hechi askuk, kevan de achsinu machmas akol, the lack of a neighbor, the ikas Zilusa, the Vedina, el hecha shahidu shnei pa'amim. Don't say like Rashi. Because the Gemara Babasa doesn't sound like that. Yeshlomar, the legacy of the Vedina, Elek Hekash Aridu al Yedei Edus. Aval Behorada al Yedei Akol, legacy of the Vedina. So he has a different way of learning the Gemara. But the Rashi Shita, unique Shita, that it's so come up Amen. How many times is it a problem? Is it even a problem once or only twice if you go back? So Rashi has twice. If it's a question of image, so you can say, listen, everybody makes mistakes. People are forgiven. If you make a mistake twice, the lightning doesn't strike twice. Obviously, there's something wrong with the Bezdin. The Lashon Hara is going to be rampant if the Bezdin makes a mistake twice. So then, the question is, how to meet, you can maybe, it would fit with Rashi. Again, not, certainly Rashi is a Kodesh Shita. You wouldn't have to say Rashi, but Rashi Shita could be understood if it's based on an image. Whereas if it's a question of Korach Bezdin, so Lashon Hara, you wouldn't say like Rashi, it wouldn't make sense to say that Koch Bezdin only after twice. Koch Bezdin is Koch Bezdin. It's hard to say that it would only be a problem by two chazars. I was thinking another nafkamina, I didn't see it anywhere, but what does the word Zilusa mean? So there is a pasuk in Eicha called Aman and Achim Vakshim Lechem, Nosnu Machmadem, Pa'ochel Lashim Nafesh. Torah Mima there says on the word Kiayisi Zoleila, Miloshan Zilusa de Vedina. Rislomar Yisi the Cherpa Lamos. So obviously the Torah Mima is looking at this in terms of the image. It's a terrible image. Kiayisi Zoleila. I was a Cherpa. Mos. I don't know so much Aramaic, so maybe this is wrong, but I was just wondering, the word Zilusa might also mean cheap, like Zol. So is it a function of Mius, or is it a function of cheapening the Psak? Meaning, for Perush Amila, so the Tzotzim is saying that it's a Cherpa. It's an embarrassment, it's a Shanda. It's a bad image. Maybe Zilusa might be Miloshon Zol, like if the psak is an important psak, it's a correct psak, it's correct, but it has clout. It's not cheap. I can't just flip it back and forth. The reason I'm a little hesitant is because it could be this. I'm not sure if they're really different. Meaning, I don't know enough Aramaic. The word zol means cheap. The word zoleila, he's saying cherpa. If it's true, I tried to look into it. I just didn't. I don't know if anybody asked. So eventually, silusa might mean cherpa, and then it's a question of image, or silusa might mean cheap, and then maybe it's a question of koach bezdin and how strong, how yakar is the koach bezdin. Another nafkamina, fascinating discussion in the tshuvas of Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, the former chief rabbi, now the rabbi of Tel Aviv. So he has a tshuvas Yochel Yisrael, it's in the Kuf Aleph, it's actually edited by his son, who's the present chief rabbi, Meir Lau. And he has a tshuva there about the bezdin le'orim. In this country, you go to Beit Din Rabbani, if you don't like the psak, you can take the case to Bezdin called the Bezdin Orim. And this Bezdin was created even before Kum of Medina, I think in the 40s, when the Bezdin was already functioning for the Medina. The British allowed the Jews to have their own court system. And there was a big debate at the time if it's appropriate to have Bezdin Orim. Is this a Zilus Medina? I don't know if I'm talking somewhere else, but hey, see. So there's sugyas, I didn't quote it because it's a very long tshuva, but there's sugyas of the Bezdin can write the psak, and they can go up to the Bezdin Agadol, and how that fits in. So he doesn't present it this way, but I think that whether or not this is a function of a problem with Zilus, there's a machlokas about this. Is this appropriate or not? The halacha, obviously, we're mekel, and we have a Bezdin La'arin, who is kin Eretz Yisrael. Whether or not this is a Zilus Medina might be totally on the stakir, I think. Namely, Bezdin Orerin. If it's a question of image, I don't think it's a problem of image. The structure of the Bezdin here in Israel is that you have a small court, and then if you have a problem, you go to the relative side and go, it's not only if you have new information, even if you don't have new information, you can go and present the case again. Because it's not a question of image, because that's how the system is built. It would be a Zilus de Vedina if it wasn't structured that way. Whereas if it's a question of koach bezdin, you might say, listen, this bezdin gave a psak. So make a tesi, you can change the psak, so potentially that would be an afternoon. And lastly, the question of the opposite day. We said Rav Ashi argues with Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi says that we're not koshesh, kuli amo l'chashinu l'zuz v'edina. So why is he not koshesh l'zuz v'edina? So the Meiri writes, in Koshin Lazilus Shalahem Klal, Shalom Machmas Pshiyasam Hu, Eli Mitzach in a Davar Mizbar. Says the Meiri, listen, it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault. So the question is, Madamar in Koshin, what's the Svar? So there are different stories you can give why you're not Koshin. If it's a question of image, you might say, Losh Matam, like Lopshiyatam. Wasn't their fault. Wasn't their fault. There's no focus, you know, how much Lashon Hara do people speak? It's not their fault. It's not their fault. There's still a lot of Zilus. There'll still be a bad PR. You know, sometimes the newspapers are full of, you know, false stories, and people still create a bad image. But maybe you say, listen, let's judge people more favorably. If it's not their fault, they're not going to speak Lashon Hara. Or mostly Shemra. If it's a question of Koch Bezdin, obviously it wouldn't make a difference if it was their fault. And at the end of the day, the Koch Bezdin has to be of hell. So we discussed here, firstly, what we mean when we speak of Bezdin. Are we talking about the Bezdin as a Bezdin, which is the Pashtus, or is it the Yanim, or is it possibly the Kabbalah Torah, or Chilul Hashem Shabbo? And then we discussed basic Hakira, is this a more question of image, more question of Koch Bezdin? We discussed a couple of Nafkaminas to this question. Okay, Adkan.